to come up, and we just all want to thank her because she's made us so welcome here. Come on up, Karen. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. What a joy this has been, and what a great night to end it on, and aren't we all glad that there wasn't a storm watch on this week so that we were all watching the weather to make sure we could come out? This is really, when I met Ellen, and I mean, how can you not meet Ellen and just say yes to whatever she's asking you because she's so marvelous? But interesting how alignments happen. As I got to know Ellen and we were chatting about aging and growing older, it turns out that her mother's book, what's it, the one about growing older, How Does It Feel to Be Old, was one of my favorite books that I took out of the library for my kids 20 years ago when we were living in Calgary, Alberta. So I knew that we had a special connection at that point, but I really want to thank all of you for supporting the open mic. I think this was a labor of love for all of us, and our goal at Nourish was always to create a community around local food, music, and art, and although our time was shorter than I would have hoped, I think we did that, and we did that with your help and your support by creating this marvelous community every Tuesday. So thank you, and I know that when I spoke to Lori, and I mentioned to my friends earlier tonight, and she asked me if I had a quote. And I have to say, my method of doing business is so very different from what regular business is that when I get sort of put into the regular business world, which is kind of how to become a bigger pot of money, it feels very strange. And I've been in that this past month, so it's so nice to be here and sort of feel like I can cleanse my soul a bit. My business model has always been very community-based. It's really about how can we help each other and how do we create a community that's supportive and vibrant and encourages people to stretch their wings, have a dream, and see it all happen. So what I did want to leave Lori with at Colonial Times and what I will leave you with, especially because this is a leave-taking that is bittersweet, is to first and foremost be kind. My wonderful grandmother, who lived to be 104 and drank a lot of vodka, said if we could just be kind to each other. And when you think about that, and if we can extend that out into business, I think it could really be transformative to first be kind. And then to take the changes that life inevitably will throw at you with as much grace as you can. So we will try to wind down with as much grace as we can, and I really thank you for being part of the Nourish community.
Oh my, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Karen. One more hand for Karen Masterson. Okay, well now we're going to have a dynamic